Shaheen Chuktai of Save the Children speaking to John Lyne.
25 minutes to midnight GMT. Now, there can't be many people in the world who don't recognise this music.
In fact, there can't be too many people who haven't seen the film. And 30 years after Star Wars was first released, its fans are still, well, fanatical.
My name is Devanshu Mehta, and I'm a member of the Indian Star Wars fan club. My favorite character has to be Han Solo. He has a very good balance between being the tough and rough guy, while also you know he has a heart of gold underneath that.
My name is Edward Mukonzi. I'm from Nairobi. And the reason why I love Star Wars is the fact that it was the first movie that actually made an impact in my life. Honestly, I hadn't seen anything like that. It was beyond me. Especially the opening shot, the Star Destroyer as it comes in. That one just took my breath away. Killed me entirely.
If you will not turn to the dark side, then perhaps she will.
I'm Roy. I'm from Taiwan. My favorite character is Darth Vader and Stormtrooper. We love bad guy. It's more cool.
Well, to mark the momentous 30th anniversary of the film's launch, the mayor of Los Angeles has declared Friday to be Star Wars Day. The US Postal Service is bringing out a set of commemorative stamps. And there's a mega Star Wars festival taking place over 5 days in the LA Convention Center. And we can go live now to the festivities. Steve Sansweet is head of fan relations for Lucasfilm. He joins us now. Steve, are you surrounded by a load of crazy people all dressed up in Star Wars costumes?
I am surrounded by about 6,000 passionate fans, some in costume, some not, who are just having a ball on the very first day of the Star Wars convention.
You're dressed up yourself, I hope.
Yes, in a shirt and jeans.
Oh, right.
You know, costuming is not my particular thing. That's one of the amazing things about Star Wars fandom. It's a big enough tent for everyone to be under.
Have you got people from all over the world? We just heard a selection of people from around the globe who are fans.
Yes, those were great interviews. In fact, I've just bumped into some ladies from Brazil. We have artists from Australia, a big contingent from the UK, France, Germany, just about anywhere you can think of.
How many fan clubs are there around the world?
Well, you know, we have three official fan clubs, mainly one that's worldwide, the official U.S. Star Wars fan club. But we probably have several hundred fan clubs, unofficial fan clubs, that I hear from every now and then. You never know when another one is going to pop up.
You're the right person to ask this. Why does Star Wars inspire such a crazed devotion, do you think? I mean, more than any other film, it seems.
Yeah, I think the fact that we've had a story that has been told over a period of nearly 30 years has resonated with several generations of fans. It's not just the fun of the movies and the visual effects, but I think there's some of the underlying mythology that George tapped that makes us and helps us identify with some of the characters. I mean, I heard some of your interviewees say how their favorite character was this person or that person. I can remember relating personally to Luke Skywalker and his yearning to leave this backwater planet and setting out on his journey. I think there's some primal things in Star Wars that fascinates us and keeps us part of the Star Wars world.
That's amazing, and you still ended up in Los Angeles. But, I mean, don't you think it's a bit sad? I mean, thousands declared Jedi as their religion, didn't they, on various censuses? I know they did here in Britain.
I have a little problem with that. I think those were people just saying sort of up the system. I don't believe that there are any folks out there who seriously believe that Jedi is religion or they're practicing it as that. I think they were having a goof, and it was pretty funny.
Have you got a favorite character still, Luke Skywalker?
No, as you get older, I think you sort of change some of that stuff. My favorite character for a long time has been Obi-Wan Kenobi. It's, I guess, sort of the mentor in me as I've had my career and worked with people, and that's a role I very much enjoy doing.
Okay, so briefly, we've got four more days to go. What are you all going to be doing over there?
Well, we have four different tracks of programming. Some of the visual effects artists who actually launched the visual effects revolution are going to be here. The producers of the first three movies. We've got, you know, everything from an exhibit of underground artists who have done and reimagined Darth Vader helmets to a slave Leia belly dancing teacher. As I said, the tent is very big, and our fans are going to have a lot of fun celebrating the 30th anniversary.
I've only got one thing to say to you, Steve Sansweet. May the Force be with you. Didn't like
and
to tell him.
You.
Thank you very much. I didn't want to tell him that I haven't actually seen it myself. Disgraceful.
It's coming up to 18 minutes to